Hi, I'm Standard Damage, and thank you for joining me for the Just Me podcast, a personal podcast where I share my thoughts on content creation as it pertains to mental health, relationships, personal struggles, and triumphs. If you like my content and would like to hear more of it, you can always catch me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage. And you can find me at Standard Damage on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, please know that this podcast premieres every Thursday in the Pixel by Pixel Studios Discord as a part of our advanced streaming theory class. If you would like to join us for these premieres, as well as the class itself, including a question and answer period after the podcast release, please see the description of this podcast for the invite link. Our podcast relies on support from listeners like yourself. If you would like to support the podcast directly, go to anchor.fm/standarddamage and click on the support button, or you can also support us directly through our Twitch page. Thank you again for joining me. Here's the podcast. So today we want to talk about something that's a little bit more abstract. We want to talk about long-term happiness. And there's a couple of things that have been coming up recently that have actually brought this to the forefront of my mind. The first one being the DMCA strikes that have been going on across Twitch. Whether or not you want to actually call them strikes, or whether you want to call them warning shots, or people's content simply getting deleted, or however you want to really look at that situation, a lot of content creators basically took it across the chin. And that being the case, we need to talk about ways to avoid situations like this in the future. Furthermore, something else that I've seen coming up quite often is people hitting partnership again and suddenly completely changing everything about their content and basically getting a check mark and then hitting the reset button, which is something I see happen way, way, way too often. And it's both a bit funny, but more sad than anything else, because it means that somebody was beating themselves up doing something that they didn't want to do just to try and reach partnership, and then immediately trying to change everything they're doing and starting over. Partnership should be one of the stops along the way while you keep going. It should not be the point where you drop everything that you're doing and try to reinvent yourself at that stage. It seems a little bit crazy to me, but that is what it is. And no matter how we look at both situations, in both cases, we have content creators taking it right across the chin, which is something we talk about on a pretty regular basis on this podcast. How many times can you take it across the chin and keep getting back up and keep right on rolling? And this is also where passion comes into play. Because while you're taking it across the chin, you better be passionate about what you're doing, because otherwise you might not get up the next time you get knocked down. So let's talk about each of these situations, and let's talk about what could have been done to avoid each one and how you can actually take steps to ensure long-term happiness, both in your life as well as your content. Speaking in terms of the DMCA issues that have been going on around Twitch lately, I'm not sure exactly what I want to say here, because I don't want to say, I told you so. Anybody that was hanging around my channel, anybody that's been hanging around my streams, knows that back when this happened a few months ago, when we had that first real breakdown and people were deleting their VODs and deleting their content and deleting their clips and all that, I really thought that that should have been a really good sign to everybody to stop using copyrighted material on their streams. And it was a lesson that we all needed to learn. I'm not saying any of us were innocent of that, myself included. We were all using copyrighted music, which was one of the biggest things, but we also forget about things like our alerts, our emotes, our overlays. Anything that had any kind of copyrighted material in it needed to come down. There are no exceptions to that law. I have spoken with two different attorneys on the issue, and both have said the same exact thing. No, Don't let anybody tell you that fair use is a thing. Fair use is a lie. And no, you can't have any copyrighted material of any length, anywhere in your content, or you are in violation of the DMCA. So, keeping all that in mind, keeping in mind the fact that we were warned time and time again, keeping in mind the fact that services like Pretzel Rocks, like Monster Cat, like Twitch itself, which is now piloting a new program where you can stream music and not worry about getting struck by DMCA. You don't happen to think that maybe they were trying to tell us something with all of this? I think they were. And I was one of the ones that took it very seriously. I got rid of anything that was copyrighted anywhere. Luckily, a lot of the stuff I use is what I create anyway. But what I had to really change in my case was the music that I played on stream. I knew that there was no way I was going to be able to continue to get away with playing even some of the trance and electronic. I know that's usually been kind of a safer harbor for a lot of streamers, but that's not the case anymore either. So simply put, it all had to go. And it was a very painful thing for me to do, to have to actually take all of my content and basically delete it. I was able to save a few things, but for the most part, everything needed to go. And I had to go to my community and say, well, guys, I guess we're just going to have to make new memories now, aren't we? And we did, and we moved on. Now, unfortunately, a lot of streamers didn't do that. Unfortunately, a lot of streamers got lulled back into a very false sense of security because just like every time in the past, there was this big wave. Everybody made a big deal out of it. And then everybody went right back to doing exactly what they were doing. So even though there were a lot of streamers out there, myself included, preaching, no, you've got to get rid of that copyrighted content. You've got to get that stuff off your screens. You've got to get it out of your audio, all of that good stuff. They still kept right on doing what they were doing anyway. And unfortunately, that takes us to now. And now people are getting sweeping emails saying, you have copyrighted material. You're going to be struck. We're going to have to take it down. As it stands at the time of this recording, there are even people that have been using copyright-free music on their streams, but because there's still copyrighted alerts that play repeatedly time and time again using copyrighted music or copyrighted imagery, they're still seeing some of those strikes as well. So it's a great big mess. But here's where long-term happiness comes in relation to this situation. We create a lot of our own happiness. We create a lot of our own misery. If we had all taken the time way back when we first started to educate ourselves on the laws a little better, to educate ourselves on what actually needed to happen, what I went through a few months ago and what a lot of people are going through right now could have been completely avoided. Now, as I'm saying this, I do understand that a lot of people are out there on social media right now trying to call out Twitch for how they are handling the situation. And that's fine. That is a separate discussion. However, no matter what Twitch does, you have to keep in mind that you are directly responsible for your own content and as such responsible for your own happiness. So take this entire situation as a lesson in, if I had set myself up properly, I wouldn't have to go through all this stress right now. If I had actually followed the laws that I was made aware of, if I had actually read into the warning signs that I was given, I wouldn't be going through all of this right now. Remember, the way you set yourself up currently, no matter what you are doing, will come back to you up the road. Good or bad. So why not set yourself up for the good stuff? Why not play by the same rules that everybody else has to play by and simply do the right thing? I will say it one more time. We all knew this was coming. We all knew this was going to happen. We knew what the laws were. And if we weren't doing the right things out there, family, I'm sorry. That is on us. We can't blame anybody else for that. So please remember the lesson here that I am imparting on you. Whenever you are aware of what a rule is, but you go ahead and you don't follow it anyway because of what everybody else is doing, you are setting yourself up for misery, because at some point, again, remember, this is the internet we're talking about, fam. At some point, it will come back to bite you. So don't do it. That is a very key lesson, and it's a lesson that I learned a few months ago myself as well. Don't set yourself up for problems. Set yourself up for successes. The Just Me podcast will continue after a word from our sponsor. Now, the second part of this pertains to how you plan and the things that you do to make yourself successful now, and how important it is that you are passionate about the things that you are doing so that you can have continued success, so that you don't have to suffer through that hiccup that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. How important is it that you do things that you really care about? How important is it that you be passionate about the things that you do while you are on your road to success? It is absolutely critical. Time and time and time again, I see people reach a certain level of success. And when they actually reach that goal, when they actually reach that benchmark, they suddenly lose their minds. And until I started my Twitch career, honestly, I could never figure out where that came from. I could never figure out why that happened. And I really didn't start to notice this behavior in people until I started my career in content creation, until I started full-time on Twitch. And I would watch people hit certain goals. And please bear in mind, everybody, I'm not just talking about Twitch partnership here, even though that does apply in certain cases. I've watched a lot of people reach for certain goals, whether it was a partnership with Twitch, partnership with a company, whether it was they were actually trying to use their content creation to obtain a position with a game developer. I've seen so many people try to reach for these goals, and it seems like they're doing the right things, and it seems like they're having a great time. And as soon as they reach that goal, everything about their content changes. And what that speaks to is that it is very, very obvious that these people were doing things that they didn't like, that they didn't care about, to reach that level of success. And once they reached that level of success, once they finally had what they wanted in their hands, it was like they could finally take a breath and stop doing all of the horrible things they were doing to actually reach that level, and now they can go do the things they really wanted to do. And every time I watch a creator do this, I often wonder what kind of message they've just sent to their community. Was their community prepared for this kind of thing? Is it really what their community wanted? Normally, the answer is no, because you watch them hit that level of success, you watch them hit that moment, and the instant they change what they're doing, their numbers, their viewership go away, their community falls apart. Sometimes you even see them up on social media complaining about these very things. And the truth is, family, that they've done this to themselves. Nobody else did this to them. They chose the path of using something they didn't like, or something that they maybe even hated, to reach a certain level of success. And again, now that they're there, they think that they can just go ahead and do whatever they want now, and everybody is going to stay in place. Their entire community is going to be there. They're going to hang out. They're still going to do the same things they always did. And family, I'm sorry, that's just not true. This is one of the reasons why I speak all the time to making sure you are passionate about what you're doing. Whether it's a game you play, whether it's a kind of content you produce, whatever it is you are doing out there, not just in the content creator space, but in life, make sure you love what you're doing. Make sure you are, again, passionate about what you're doing, because I am going to tell you right now, and this is the entire takeaway from this entire situation, success doing things that you are not passionate about, success doing things that you hate, that you have no intention of doing for the rest of your life, that you just want to get that brass ring and then you're going to completely change everything you want to do, I submit to you that is not success. That is the pure definition of failure. You have accomplished nothing. Intentionally doing things that you hate in order to obtain success or somebody else's approval is the wrong path to go down. And you are going to find yourself lost after you achieve that quote unquote goal that you were reaching for. Make sure you are happy with what you are doing. Make sure it is something you are truly passionate about and that you want to do for the rest of your life. Because I will say it one more time here, family. This is a journey without a destination. So you better make sure that you are walking the path that you want to walk and that you're prepared to walk it for a very long time. I know that during these podcasts, I talk an awful lot about how you and your community have this very synergistic and very important relationship. So along those lines, make sure that you also keep in mind that whatever you are doing, if you are making yourself miserable trying to achieve that goal, and you're just trying to tough it out until you actually reach it, I can guarantee you your community is doing the same thing right along with you. We have a much deeper impact on our communities than I think we realize as streamers. And I'm going to say it again, whatever you are going through, they are going through with you. So if you are putting yourself through a heap of misery right now, just trying to achieve something, and as soon as you get there, you intend to actually change everything that you're doing, well, guess what? Your community is going to respond in kind. Your community, if they don't leave, which many of them will, by the way, this is something that I have lived, they will at least not hang out as much or not support as much. Or honestly, family, you're just going to exhaust them. And again, everything will fall apart, which is exactly what I don't want you to do. Family, please hear me on this. The amount of planning that you do, the importance of, again, being so incredibly passionate and happy with the things you do are very, very critical. Don't beat your brains out working towards a goal only to achieve it and then let everything fall apart immediately afterwards. Always see your content creation career as a path that you are going to continuously walk. Yes, there will be forks in the road. Yes, there will be decisions that have to be made. But still, you want to make sure that you are always walking forward. And these goals that you set for yourself are not the end game. They are just stops along the way to your next big thing. So don't ever look at these goals as the end all be all of your content creation career. Don't look at it as like, oh man, yes, if I just get that one thing, then I will be good and happy for the rest of my life, because I guarantee you, you won't be. For those out there that are ambitious, they're going to achieve those goals and then they're immediately going to be looking towards the next thing. The very same thing will happen to those that are big planners like myself. It's like, okay, once I get that goal, the next thing I want to do after that goal is X. And that's a great way to look at it. Don't look at that goal like that is going to be the end of it. Because if you look at any goal like that's going to be the end of it, I guarantee you it will be. Everybody, thank you so much for joining in with me today for this podcast. I love you all very much, and I'll be back to talk to you all again next week. Hello, everybody. Standard Damage here again, and I just want to stop in and say thank you for listening to the Just Me podcast. Again, if you want to catch up with me outside of the podcast realm, you can always catch up with me live at twitch.tv/standarddamage, and you can also catch up with me on both Twitter and Instagram at Standard Damage. But wherever and whenever our paths cross again, know that a big, bald, goofy podcaster loves you from the bottom of his heart. Have a great night, everyone.